All right, let's talk some Georgia Southern football now. Danny Reed, the voice of the Eagles, joins us on the line. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Russ, do you want to try it again this weekend?
Yeah, let's try it again. So I know the news of the day is that Louisiana is going to be without some personnel, and it is COVID-related from what I understand, Danny, but we are playing football in 2 days, correct?
4:47 on Thursday, yes. We're playing football on Saturday. Now, if we don't get on a plane sometime tomorrow afternoon, then we're going to start looking around and asking some questions. But I think the feeling's a lot better this week. A week ago, whenever the news came out about Florida Atlantic, it just didn't smell right. It didn't feel right. It felt like it was a matter of time. Granted, it stunk when it came out Friday morning that there wasn't going to be a game. And with so many people making their way down here, they couldn't get out of hotels. And it just threw their weekends for a loop. And I think Georgia Southern had a right to be a little bit frustrated losing a home game, which was going to be on ESPN, hadn't had that on a Saturday since 89. But now you've got to turn your attention to conference play, to the team that's won the West the last 2 years, to a team that won 11 games last year, and it just happens to be their home opener. But Georgia Southern appears at the moment to be the team that's in better shape from a roster depth standpoint. And I think for the Cajuns right now, somewhere between 12 and 15 guys at the moment are going to be affected. We won't get Georgia Southern's test results back until tomorrow morning to find out exactly what the Eagles' number is, but all indications are it's going to be much, much better than it was when we were talking about Campbell a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, the Eagles said to get some key players back. Do we know specifics in terms of who will be back in uniform for Georgia Southern on Saturday?
Like Coach Lunsford has said a couple of times earlier this week, it's going to be just about everybody, and I know the one that people were most concerned about was Wesley Kennedy. He was announced on Monday that he would be available to return this week, and having been at practice all week, in fact, I'm sitting in our booth right now, he's making his way towards the running back huddle on the near sideline. A little bit of a different practice on Thursday since they had that extra day with the game getting shut down last week. So this is going to be a little bit different than what they typically do on a Thursday. C.J. Wright is expected to step back in and start a defensive tackle. And there's just guys everywhere whom you may not have seen, whether it was against Campbell or whether they wouldn't have been able to return against Florida Atlantic. I'm sure there's still going to be a couple of guys that are deemed inactive for whatever reason. But again, that won't become official until sometime on Saturday morning.
Yeah, you mentioned a little bit of a different practice today. Finding out on Friday that the game against Florida Atlantic was postponed, then all of a sudden you don't have the game the next day, and then you have to go into preparation for Louisiana, which is going to be one of the toughest games on the schedule this year, and the Cajuns look good so far through the 2020 season. Danny, how did Chad Lunsford approach this week of practice for Georgia Southern?
You could say they got ahead a little bit, but in a way they looked at Friday to say, all right, we know we're not playing Florida Atlantic now. Let's flip the script. Let's turn the page. Let's reset and get ready for conference play. He thought that that practice last Friday was one of the best they had had all season. They didn't practice on Saturday just because so many guys had already been out. Just give them a chance to mentally rest, physically rest. They had a really good workout on Sunday, had a really good practice on Tuesday, and they spent the last couple of days trying to fine-tune and get ready for that Cajun offense that was number 6 in the country in rushing last year, ironically one spot ahead of where the Eagles finished in 2019. You know the scheme. Billy Napier, the head coach, calls the plays. They're going to primarily operate out of the pistol. It's going to be stretch play right, stretch play left, throw it between 15 and 20 times. Defensively, they line up about a yard off the football, but they rely on their athleticism. It's a read and react defense where they know that they've got some twitchy guys. They don't need to be right up on you because they feel that they can simply make plays by the mistakes that you're going to make when you have the football. They don't force a ton of turnovers. They don't blitz a lot. They just know how to get their defense off the field and then let their offense dictate the tempo.
We said at the outset of the interview that the Cajuns would be down some players. Do we know specifics as far as anybody on the starting 11 on either side of the ball that would be out?
According to the depth chart they put out last week, and granted, they were without two starters a week ago, cornerback A.J. Washington and their best pass rusher, outside linebacker Joe Dillon. They didn't play against Georgia State. They're also going to be out this weekend. Starting running back Elijah Mitchell is out, and even though he scored 2 touchdowns in Statesboro last year, the guy that really hurt Georgia Southern was Trey Regis, the 230-pound senior. He and Mitch were both top 10 in school history in rushing yards and touchdowns. He went for 131 here and 2 scores a year ago, so he's going to become the bell cow, literally, on Saturday. Also on offense, freshman wideout Dante Fleming is questionable, but it doesn't look like he's going to be able to go. Defensively, they're going to be down starting nose tackle Taylon Humphrey. And there's a chance that they could be without some more backups. I think they need to get their testing finalized before another set of names would come out. But at the moment, it's going to be somewhere around 12 guys total that are in either COVID protocol or that have been affected by it directly, and they wouldn't be able to play this week. Now, granted, Louisiana's recruited really well since Billy Napier got there. They won the West the last two seasons. It's one of the deepest teams in the league, and suffice to say, they're going to have to show that depth on Saturday if they want to get their second conference win.
Finishing up with Danny Reed, the voice of the Georgia Southern Eagles here. The kickoff against Louisiana, 12 o'clock. You can see it on ESPN2. You can also listen online, and we'll have it for you on our music station in Houston County, Highway 96 Classic Rock. So a lot of different ways to listen. Tailgate with the big guy. Breakfast with the big guy. That's what I'm calling it this week, Danny. We'll start at 10 a.m. with the tailgate show, so we're looking forward to that. Now to other matters, not necessarily surrounding the football team. We know the adversity that team has dealt with, and I don't think a whole lot affects them. But what's the feeling from the fans' perspective about what happened last week, finding out on Friday that Florida Atlantic was not going to be able to play, and then the Owls tweeting as early as Monday that they were looking down their game this week? Of course, it's been postponed. But that quick turnaround where they were going to be able to play, I would imagine that probably upset some Eagle fans.
Well, let's just say that I think nature corrected itself with South Florida coming out and saying that, you know what, you might be good, but we're not going to play this game. We're going to go ahead and make the call. You could feel as good as you want to, but we're going to go ahead and say, no, we're good this week. You guys can wait and play your first game some other time. And, yeah, Eagle fans were ticked off because every home game at Paulson is special.
Yep.
Doesn't matter if it's 25% or if there's 25,000 people here. Every opportunity to play here is special, and until you come here and you experience it, and it doesn't matter how many people are here. I talked about this with Coach Lunsford earlier today. There is simply a feeling inside this place that is indescribable. Now, granted, we're not going to get a chance to see that until the Appalachian State game a couple of Wednesdays from now, which will be on ESPN. But they've got to find a way to take the feeling they get playing here to a place that is also going to be socially distant. It's going to be reduced capacity. Cajun Field is the biggest field in the Sun Belt at 41,000. So conceivably, you're thinking 10,000 could get in there. But according to their social distancing guidelines and how they've got to put people in the stands, they've reported there may only be around 5,000 people there with how they've had to configure their seating arrangement. I don't know if that's going to benefit Georgia Southern, but it's definitely noteworthy. I do know that some Eagle fans are going to be making the trip, and they want to see what this team can look like with close to a full deck, because all they have to go on is that Campbell game.
Yep.
They want to see what the Eagles can really do.
Hey, Danny, looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, my friend. Take care.
All right, buddy.